kisses and love. Known a million faces, but I've never
Carrie from Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Another Wickstrom and Dobrith song. They're everywhere. Go ahead and just Google Wickstrom and Dobrith and listen to our music. By the way, we're big in Europe, I hear. Anyway, let's go to the phones. And joining us from the Blue Mesa area is Andy Cochran. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
We're doing great. You know what, Andy? During the break, I got yelled at by my wife because she says, quit playing with your pen. I can hear you tapping it on the desk. I'll bet as perfect as you are, your great wife never does anything to correct you.
Luckily, we have our wives to keep us in line. Thank you to Karen for keeping me under control down there.
She's going to hear that. Now you don't help her. Anyway, hey Andy, you know, we've been talking a lot of ice fishing, and we'll be talking ice fishing with you this year. We may even look ahead before we're done with this segment. But right now, you've got great open water opportunities. I understand the boat ramps are still open.
Yeah, you know what? Blue Mesa always seems to be a very overlooked fishery when we get into this November, Thanksgiving time frame, and what's nice about that for us is you pretty much have the whole lake to yourself, but for everybody else, you are missing one of the best opportunities of the year to get down here and catch trophy fish. Like I say, the Elk Creek Boat Ramp is open daily, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And whatever species you want to catch right now, outside of probably kokanee salmon trolling, but the trout, and especially trophy trout fishing down here right now, this is the time to be here.
Let's start out with the lake trout. Everybody thinks of the lake trout, but I want to get to the other trout because the fishing is so good right now. At this time of the year, what's happening with your lake trout population?
Most of our lake trout are finally in the spawn cycle now. It takes a little longer on this lake because it takes a little longer for it to get to the right water temp. So we're finally in the mid-40s for a water temp out here. Those lake trout are really starting to move up and look around for some gravel points to spawn on. And you don't even have to have a boat down here this time of year to catch these things. They get very accessible from a lot of shoreline access points. And historically, some of the biggest lake trout we've caught over the years have been late November from the bank. So if you're looking to catch a big trophy lake trout, you've got about another week or 10 days to get down here, and you've got a great opportunity to do it.
You know, when you talk about big trout, lake trout out of Blue Mesa, tell people what the biggest one to come out of there is.
So our state record lake trout is from this lake, a little over 50 pounds, and it kicks out dozens of fish in the 30 to 40 pound range every year. So what's fun about this spawn time, too, is, you know, the females are the real big fish. And what you also get to catch, though, in this spawn period is these males that are super aggressive. And a lot of times you'll see one big cruising female followed by seven or eight males that all average between 8 and 15 pounds. And you want to talk about a fun fish to catch, those teen-sized lake trout are some of the most powerful fish you'll ever hook into.
Oh, it's just what an opportunity. I mean, people, you know, you're off in the corner of the state there, but this is an opportunity, folks. There's times of the year, well, we talk about this all year long, but there's certain times of the year and different fish, it's different times of the year to catch big fish. Now, other than ice fishing, spring and fall are tremendous for catching lake trout. They're the most accessible, and it's one of the most fun fisheries you can chase. And Blue Mesa is the king in Colorado. Now, we also, you're having just a tremendous rainbow bite. You told me this may be the best rainbow trout fishing you've ever seen up Blue Mesa.
Yeah, we've been fishing this lake for over 20 years, and never in our recollection have we seen a rainbow trout population as healthy as it is now. I'm sure there's a lot of factors going into that, but bottom line is this lake is slowly turning into a trophy rainbow trout fishery, which it's never been known for in the past. But the rainbows that they've started putting in this system are resistant to the gill lice that we've been dealing with our salmon and some of the rainbows for the last several years. And now we've got a population out there of wild, big, healthy rainbow trout that are resistant to the gill lice, and they're growing like crazy. 2- and 3-pound fish pretty consistently all day long in every area of the lake right now. And if you're looking for just steady action of really good quality rainbows, this is definitely an up-and-coming lake for that too now.
Now, both from shore and a boat for the rainbows also?
Both, exactly. And that's another one too, that the rainbows, because they love to cruise shallow waters, the shoreline opportunity is pretty much year-round for those on this lake, yes.
Any particular presentations you found that have been more effective, or is it just depending on the day and where you're finding the fish?
Sure. So we can back up to that lake trout thing too. So as far as techniques and tactics, one of our favorite things to do is to throw either a glide bait or a big paddle-tailed swim bait in a rainbow trout color, and that'll and just go down the bank and cover a lot of water until you run into a pack of those spawning fish, and they're so aggressive that if they don't bite that big lure, they'll definitely chase it back to you and show themselves, and will follow that bite with a rainbow-colored jerkbait or like a white tube jig, something a little bit smaller that they can grab a hold of easy. But a big swim bait's a great search bait for trying to find where these lake trout are spawning and get their activity level up. They're just so aggressive towards other fish that they'll show themselves real quick throwing a big swim bait, and then you can follow it up with something that they can get a hold of good. And as far as the rainbows go, we actually had a really good topwater bite for them a couple weeks ago, and we had a late chrominid hatch going. We're actually able to throw some kind of bass style topwaters. We were catching them with whopper ploppers and walking baits and poppers. Those rainbows get so aggressive feeding up to go into winter that you can almost catch them with any technique you want to try. Jigs, jerk baits, swim baits, sometimes topwaters. A fly rod's a really great tool. So that's one thing about the rainbow fishery too. They're so aggressive and eating, getting ready for winter, that you can almost catch them any way you really want to try to catch them. So it's a fun way to practice a lot of different techniques too.
Now, you told me that you're going to probably have some good open water fishing there for a week, 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, and then you'll start seeing ice form on the shorelines. Ice fishermen are chomping at the bit because here on the Front Range, we got open water, obviously, but we've got cold weather and our mid-level lakes are starting to ice over. When and where would I go for the early ice opportunities on Blue Mesa?
So we'll keep track on the conditions and keep them current on our Facebook page. Just have everybody follow that if they want to keep an eye on the early ice conditions. We'll have reports every week, but historically, around the 15th of December, we'll be able to get on to the upper end of this lake on the ice. Now, the big end where our big lake trout and stuff live, usually not till like mid to late January for that stuff to freeze up down there. It takes so long to get this lake cooled down. But this upper end where it's a little more shallow, usually mid-December, we're off and running on the ice there.
All right. And you talked about people going to your Facebook page. Tell people, you know, you got so many great opportunities going on and coming up. Tell people how they would find you and locate you if they want information or to book a guide trip, or you just want ask if you can help them out and locate the fish.
Yeah, it's just at GSO Fishing on Facebook and Instagram. We also have a closed Facebook group. If you get into that, we go through a lot more specific techniques. We interviewed Nate Zielinski last week and got him on there talking about his tight line stuff. So in our closed Facebook group, it's a great opportunity for people to get in there and just get a little more training on techniques and different things coming up and a lot of angler tactics. It's a really cool group to be a part of.
And that's GSO Fishing.
Correct. Yep.
All right, Andy, we are running out of time, but it just sounds like the opportunities there. Open water right now are just phenomenal, and you're going to have a great ice season. So we'll keep getting reports from you and keep people appraised, but it sounds awesome. Thanks for joining us, Andy.
All right, I appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Andy Cochran. I don't think there's a nicer guy we get information from. He's just so honest and forthcoming, and he just tells it like it is. Speaking of nice guys, we're going to take a time out, and we come back, we're going to be joined by one of the regular guys here that's a pretty nice guy himself on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.